بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا رأى أحدكم الرؤيا يكرهها فليصق من يساره ثلاثا وليتعوذ بالله من الشيطان ثلاثا وليتحول عن جنبه الذي كان عليه. رواه مسلم. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any of you sees a dream which he dislikes, then he shall spit three times to his left, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan three times, and turn away on the side on which he was lying down. Muslim. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if any of you sees a dream which he dislikes, or nightmare, a scary dream, he shall spit three times to his left, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan three times, and turn away from the side on which he was lying down. Wa nabil asqai wa athila asqai radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna min a'azam al-firar an yada'i al-rajulu ila ghayri abihi aw yuri'a aynahu ma lam tara aw yukul ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma lam yukul. Wa al-Bukhari. Hadad Abul Asqai wa athila bin Asqai radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from among the greatest fabrications, greatest lies, are the following: for a person to claim lineage from someone other than his own father, to show his eyes something which he did not see. In other words, to imagine or claim to have seen something which he did not see, like a dream or something. Or to attribute to Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something which he did not say. Bukhari. Abul Asqai wa Athila bin Asqai radiallahu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from among the greatest fabrications, from the greatest lyings, are the followings: for a person to claim lineage from someone other than his own father, to show his eyes something which he did not see, in other words, to imagine or claim to have seen something which he did not see, or to attribute to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam something which he did not say. Bukhari. So this was the end of the chapter, dreams and related matters. So there's a little bit more detail here too, that a person, like with these three types of dreams that we mentioned at the beginning of the chapter. So the dream from the shaitan is scaring you, then what should you do? You woke up, you're scared. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Right? So like I explained yesterday, it could be A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, and then three times, and sleep on the other side. That's actually like a tafa'ul. It's changing of state. Understand? From one side to the other side. You're on one side. So one is the command of Rasulullah himself. A person, if he understands it or not, he does it. And so he does, as soon as you wake up, you saw the dream and you're scared. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. And you're sleeping this side and move towards this side, changing of side. And the other hadith mentions, you don't need to narrate to anybody. If you know, because sometimes a person sees a dream and he thinks, oh, very scary, very evil, but it has a very good meaning. Remember that sometimes. So, and here, greatest lies. This is one type of lie that a person claims. You know, many people, they say they're Siddiqi, they're Sadat, they're Faruqi, they're Uthmani, and whatever. A person, he has to, this is why there are many Sadat, people who are descendants of Rasulullah ﷺ, because they didn't have their family tree. They won't call themselves Sayyid, nor did they write anywhere Sayyid. But they never wrote Shah, Sayyid, or the titles that is for the descendants of Rasulullah ﷺ because of this hadith, okay, just in case. Understand? So many times, so when a person says, I am Sayyid, and he's not really Sayyid, that means he claims somebody else to be his father, to connect himself to Rasulullah. And people do this kind of stuff. It's very evil. And most of the Shias, astaghfirullah, they think they're all Sayyids. They think they're all Sadats, and they claim to be. And here, a person, you didn't see a dream and you narrate a dream. Or something you did not see and you narrate, this is also false evidence, false testimony, that a person comes in court and he gives a false testimony that I saw so-and-so kill so-and-so, I saw so-and-so do zina. Even that, his eyes did not see it. Or a person wakes up, oh, I saw this dream, I saw that dream. Because لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ النَّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ. There's nothing left of Nabuwat but Musha. It's Bukhari hadith, Sahih hadith. So, and very near the Day of Judgment, it's very rare that the Muslim's dream will not be true. Here, it narrates the Messenger of Allah, when the hour of resurrection draws near, the dream of a believer will really be false. The dream of a believer is one part of 46 part of prophethood. This is Bukhari Muslim Muttafaq Alayhi narration. So if a person, and I said there's five ways of wahi. مَا كَانَ لِبَشِرٍ يُكُلِّمُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَىٰ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرُسِلْ عَلَيْهِمْ رَسُولًا فَيُحْيِي بِإِذْنِ مَا يَشَاءُ. So here are a couple of ways of wahi. Allah's mentioning in the 25th Juz how the wahi comes. And there's Allah sends a messenger like Jibreel salatu wasalam. And there's different ways. And one way is dreams of a prophet. Dream of a prophet is wahi. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرَّؤْيَةِ. So this is why nothing is left of Nubuwwah but Mubashirat, that Rasulullah says. And I explained at the beginning of the chapter the meaning of that. So a person should be very, very careful. This is why if you're not sure you saw a dream, then don't narrate it. Or you're doubting it, then you shouldn't narrate a doubtful dream. Another thing is you shouldn't very narrate a dream that you saw long ago, unless you wrote it in your diary or something and you read it out. Like sometimes I see my dreams after 20, 30 years, 15, 20, in my diary. The other day I was showing somebody in the diary. I saw this dream. So it's written there. But when a person, I saw this dream 10, 20 years ago. Sometimes people do tell me, or tell a mu'abbid. Like I said, this is one of the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, that he used to narrate dreams after Fajr, and the sahabas used to tell him dreams. And sometimes he would give interpretation. One time Abu Bakr Siddiq tried to interpret, and Rasulullah SAW said, right. At the end, you made a mistake. And as Abu Bakr Siddiq was a mu'abbid too. So here we see that dreams, and it does concern, like I said, adhan, five times a day, this is dream. And this was dream, this was no wahi to Rasulullah, but this was the dream that Sahaba saw, and then this is what we give the whole ummah, adhan. The five times adhan we give is through a dream. As Umar al-Khattab saw the dream, he said about many, many Sahaba saw the dream. And then Rasulullah told the Sahabiti who saw the dream, they give adhan, this is the way adhan was established. So Allah enable us to understand the reality of the dreams and those kind of things. These are matters of deen, which a person, should understand and he should know, because this is also a very, very great part of deen, is dreaming. This is why everywhere in all the muhaddithin, they've narrated chapters like that. This is why you say, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmullah alayhi talks about his teacher, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmullah alayhi, Shaykh al-Islam, that I saw him in the dream on a level, then asked him. So, in Madarij al-Salikin, in that book there, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmullah alayhi, Ibn Qayyum mentions about Ustaz. Many, many mashayikh, they mention about their Imam Muzni rahmullah alayhi, Imam Ismail Muzni saw Imam Shafi in the dream. And he said for his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did it go? Like, forgive me, Allah was well pleased with me. Why? Because of this salawat that I wrote in my book. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama dhakaru dhakirun wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama ghafal in dhakiru ghafilun. So many, many dreams. Imam Bukhari's dream, that Rasulullah SAW, he's finding him like this. And that interpretation was Sahih al-Bukhari. So our Kabir al-Mashayikh, we see all of them, all of the Salaf, if you see their life, and they narrate dreams too. But I said, there's extreme. Some people, they deny dreams. Some people, they only live with dreams, nothing in reality. So if a person sees Rasulullah SAW in a dream, is a kafir, is he going to go to Jannat? No. So the real is what is in real life. If a person dies in kufr, he's not going to go to Jannah. Even if he saw Rasulullah SAW in his dream. And to see Rasulullah SAW in a dream, you have مَنْ رَعَانِي فِي الْمَنَامِ فَقَدْ رَعَانِي فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ. I explained that. That a person, he could even see Rasulullah SAW without it. So these are all issues about dreams and there's great, great books written about dreams and that. But like I said, a person has to be a mu'abbir to give ta'bir. And many times people narrate dreams to me and I tell them, I'm not a mu'abbir. It's a very, very delicate knowledge. And it's ajeeb knowledge. A mu'abbir is a mu'abbir. And he has to have so much knowledge. And with that, he has to have the firasat too. There were also kuffar who were mu'abbirs too. So you can even get Abu Jahal in the time of Rasulullah. There's also mushrikeen who are marked. So a person, ta'bir is a ajeeb knowledge. Allah, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah, Rabbika la ta'itani min al-mulki wa alamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith. It's mentioned in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma alimni min ta'wil al-ahadith. We can make this dua. Allah will teach us the real meaning of different things. If a person makes it to Allahumma alimni min ta'wil al-ahadith, Allah might teach him the knowledge of interpreting dreams. Thank you.